Terms of use.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
It's not a publicity-seeking tour. It's about highlighting the great things about America, and the media can figure out where we're going if they do their investigative work, or they're going to keep kind of, as you put it, going crazy trying to figure out what we're doing here.
Doing, going, coming, not very good English and really kind of tiresome. That's the way I read it. Sarah Palin plugging away and along on her bus tour as the news media tries to figure things out. I'm, for one, tired of this. How about you? 800-510-8255. Kind of tired of her and tired of all of the fuss about it. She plays them like a fiddle. She's smarter. Actually, proving that she's pretty intelligent in the way that she handles her own stuff. That isn't, as I said on another occasion, the rap from that book by one of her former assistants. But at any rate, we have Sarah Palin on top of Sarah Palin on top of Sarah Palin. And yes, oh, there are a few others expressing interest in running for president. 800-510-8255. Let's always start this hour of the Talk Radio Countdown Show. What are you thinking? Reminds me of the, Charlie Sheen says, winning, going, giving, hearing. Let's listen to talk host Doug McElvin and Debbie Monterey with Paul Brandis on their program from the West Wing report about the news media frenzy surrounding Sarah Palin.
Sarah Palin is conducting a bus tour, which got underway over the weekend when she came roaring into Washington, D.C. on the back of a motorcycle. The press, of course, is charging after her in wild attacks of will you, won't you run for the presidency? And she's playing coy like a young lady who's in high school trying to figure out which bow to take her to the prom. How's your magic eight ball working on the Sarah Palin will she or won't she?
Oh, the Palin magical mystery tour at the Beatles. As the Beatles said, you know, your guess really is as good as mine. I like that high school analogy. I mean, she's really playing hard to get here. And, you know, I cover the president. Doesn't matter who it is, I cover the president. So the, you know, these candidates who, you know, who want to move into Pennsylvania Avenue are, some are making their intentions clear, but she's being very vague about it. And this, you know, trip up the East Coast that she's making here, you know, her bus pulled into Gettysburg, and she's not even telling anyone other than her friends at Fox where she's going until after she's left. So she's really being, you know, very, as you say, very, you know, coy about it. But she's going up to New Hampshire, obviously, where the first primary is. And I just read this morning that she's going out to Iowa after that. So what's going on in Iowa, I wonder? Gosh, I don't know. But that's where she's going. But, you know, at this stage, as Yogi Berra said, it's getting late pretty early here. So she's really going to have to start making some very concrete moves. I mean, she has now a fundraising thing on her website, if you're so inclined, to give her a couple of bucks. And she's rehired. She goes through staff, you know, pretty quickly, but she's rehired a couple of people who she got rid of, you know, a year or two ago, that kind of thing. So there is anecdotal evidence that she's putting some things in place. But that being said, she's well behind what others are doing. And the other thing to remember about Palin is, you know, there are a lot of journalistic colleagues and friends that I have here who are so excited about this simply because they like the drama. They want something new to gin up, you know, interest. But the fact is that if you look at the polls for Palin, she has very high negative ratings across the country, particularly, I mean, it's no question Democrats don't like her. That's hardly a surprise. But independents, who really can make or break any election, independents are negative against her. And she even has, in the Republican camp, a pretty high negatives as well, except for some hardcore Tea Party folks. So she has a lot of work to do. And at this point in the presidential race, it's all about name recognition, too. Everybody knows who Sarah Palin is. And yet, if you look at all the polls and average them together, she's about 19 or 20 points behind Obama at this point. So put all this together, throw it into a blender, and push a puree. She's looking at a long uphill climb here.
All right, so there's the story on Sarah Palin. Agree or disagree, is she your candidate? 800-510-8255. What would you like us to know about this lady? I don't know that there's a whole lot that you don't know already. She's a little too, the homespun stuff has worn off, as you say, or that gentleman says, a lot of negatives. People have gotten wise to her act, but she does play. She's got her friends at Fox, as was noted, and therefore, let's get plenty of coverage. 800-510-8255. All right, let's listen to one more snippet from a radio program. We monitor about 45 different programs and stations every day in order to come up with what really the focus on talk is. Here is host Jay Weber with one of his callers and what they think about Sarah Palin.
Cindy in Lake Geneva.
You know, we have to remember that a lot of us voted for John McCain because of Sarah Palin, and I think you're underestimating, you know, the people in this country that really like her. Do I think she'll run? No. But I do have to say, good leaders are concrete, decisive, and to the point. She's the direct opposite of Barack Obama, who apologizes for this country and is not patriotic. She has a love of the country. She's patriotic. She doesn't make amends for her love of the Constitution and the principles of what this country was founded on. And I think most of the American people today are looking for that in a leader.
Well, yes, and I've argued anyone that the Republican side chooses has got to have a healthy dose of that in every single speech he or she gives.
But that's why we like some people like Donald Trump. But also, the Republican Party is putting up these has-beens who have to backtrack for some of the decisions they made. Yawn, yawn. We need somebody who's exciting, dynamic, and can energize the base. And I don't think it's that she's looking for the limelight. I think she's out there whenever she sees, like, the Tea Party maybe isn't at the forefront, is she's rallying the troops, rallying the base, and getting that excitement back. Don't forget, when Glenn Beck had his rally out in Washington, there were over almost a million people there. And for every one person there, there were 20 more at home that couldn't go. I think people underestimate the Tea Party people and the people in this country that are strong conservatives that love this country. Well, and frankly, everybody would vote for something other than Barack Obama at this point. But we need somebody exciting and dynamic. And she brings that to the table. I think people underestimate her.
The other question related to Palin is, does she scare Michelle Bachmann out of the race? I don't think she does. I don't think you scare Michelle Bachmann out. For some reason, pundits think there's only room for one woman in this field, I guess. And the suggestions have already begun that if Palin is in, Bachmann may as well stay home. I don't believe that at all. But Bachmann's camp is said to be angry at Palin now that Palin's now grabbing the spotlight because Michelle Bachmann was getting close to rolling out her campaign.
You know, this sounds like a bunch of high school nonsense, doesn't it? And the talk hosts just fall right into place. And listening to that caller, it's kind of, if you're into anything other than the way they think, then you're not a good American, you're not a patriot. It's kind of annoying, frankly. Now, what do you think? 800-510-8255. All right, so the candidacy of Sarah Palin is how we spend the first part of this hour. We will spend some time on other candidates because, believe it or not, other programs, both on talk radio and talk television, are talking about other candidates. So we'll give them some time and give you some time as the Talk Radio Countdown Show moves along.
The greatest speeches.
Government is not the solution to our problem. Government is the problem.
Of all time.
Because this is the party of Lincoln and Reagan.
On the Conservative Voice.
Mr. Gorbachev, tear down this wall.
The Conservative Voice, a two-disc DVD or CD containing some of the most powerful speeches ever. Featured are Ronald Reagan.
Our government is too big.
Sarah Palin.
Let's drill, baby, drill, not stall, baby, stall.
George W. Bush.
I can hear you, and the people who knock these buildings down will hear all of us soon.
Highlights of speeches from some of the most legendary figures in American political history can be yours now. Here's how to order.
To order, go to www.conservativevoice.us/Doug. That's conservativevoice.us/Doug. conservativevoice.us/Doug.
Guys, remember when you were 18 with boundless energy and the stamina to do anything, anytime? Wish you could have the testosterone of your teenage years with the experience and skill you have today? Now you can with Progene Daily Complex. Progene is an all-natural herbal supplement that helps men naturally produce more testosterone. Right now, you too can try a free month's Progene supply absolutely free. 800-690-9738. Supplies are limited. 800-690-9738. 800-690-9738. Shipping and processing fees apply.
Get more free during the PetSmart Big Brands Bonus Sale. You'll find great bonus deals on hundreds of items when you use your PetPerks card. Save $3 on all Iams dog food in 35 to 40 pound bags and get one can of Iams dog food free with in-store coupon. No matter what life stage, breed size, or specific need, there's an Iams food with the right nutrition for your dog. Hurry in for this great Iams deal and more, only at PetSmart. Happiness in store. While supplies last, sale ends May 22nd.
When you're shopping for a home, at Wells Fargo, we're with you. That's why we created the Wells Fargo Priority Buyer Pre-Approval. Come in, sit down, and talk with a Wells Fargo Home Mortgage Consultant, and we'll let you know the mortgage loan range for which you could qualify. A Priority Buyer Pre-Approval is a great first step to help you start looking at homes within your price range. Wells Fargo. Together, we'll go far. A Priority Buyer Pre-Approval is not a commitment to lend. Please call for additional program details. Wells Fargo Home Mortgage is a division of Wells Fargo Bank, N.A., member FDIC, equal housing lender.
I never thought I'd miss the days when a gallon of gas cost $3. Good thing the Sears Blue Automotive crew is here to help. They explained how old spark plugs could be hurting my car's fuel efficiency and told me when mine should be replaced.
Through June 4th, save on all Goodyear tires. Plus, get up to $80 after mail-in rebate with the purchase of 4 Goodyear tires. Special financing available. And go to SearsAuto.com to get other great offers, including a coupon for a conventional Valvoline oil change for only $21.99 with no shop fees. Sears Auto Center. Exclusions apply. See store for details. Offer end dates vary from 6-4 to 7-30.
Your thoughts at 800-510-8255. Doug Stephan on the countdown with David. Go ahead, David. Your thoughts on Sarah Palin at this point in time.
Good morning, Doug. Yeah, I think Sarah Palin is running the same way as Barack Obama did in 2008. She's generating hype prior to his election, just like he did. She's generating young people because most people are ignorant about anything. All they hear is, you know, Idol and all these other celebrity shows. And the thing is, you have to create something so that to draw the base or to draw young people back in. And it was mostly young people that turned out that never voted or would vote that voted for Barack Obama. Well, why not bring the exact same thing back and have it work for her? And so you have the Democrats. They're going to put her down like they did before because Palin, when she was coming into the race, she was a little bit more naive. Yes, she was. But now she is seasoned, and she understands how this game works.
It is a game. You're right about that. Good call. Thank you. 800-510-8255. Jim is a cheerleader for Sarah Palin. Go ahead, Jim.
Well, personally, I'd like to see her run, but I don't know if she will or not. But
What about her excites you? Why would you like to see her run?
Energetic. She's pro-American. She doesn't want to go ahead and go around.
Hold on just a second, please. I'm trying to figure this out. What does it mean to be whole American? What are you talking about?
I said pro-American.
Well, okay, even pro-American. What does that mean?
That means she doesn't feel like how Obama goes around to all these other anti-American
countries.
Right,
so then you're comparing, just so we understand, you're comparing her to Obama in terms of the public perception of her in America. Is that what it is?
Yes, and then also, like, for example, over on the Gulf, on the oil crisis, that she wouldn't have the idea what to go ahead and do about things instead of sitting on his ass, going ahead and doing, what should I do now?
Okay. 800-510-8255. Well, that's the Sarah Palin story. There are other people running like Ron Paul. And so let's talk about them in just a matter of moments. Who else could beat President Obama? Mitt Romney, what do you think about that? Rick Santorum and his focus, the Tim Pawlenty story, seems to be pretty much blowing up in his face. We'll get to all those people in a few moments here.
It could never happen in America, but it's happening right now. Gas prices are exploding past the incomes of millions of families. As gas prices and crop failures push high food costs, you can still get the best food on the planet from eFoodsDirect.com. Demand for food is high, but eFoods Direct has plenty of radiation-free food to meet your needs. With our new triple production capacity, you will get the fastest shipments of food in the country to help you get the most food possible when you order three of any qualified pack. You will get the fourth one absolutely free. That's the buy three, get the fourth free food special. Your immediate order will not only freeze the present low food prices, but also guarantee your food availability. Folks, I'm telling you, it is the smart move to go to eFoods Direct right now and buy three of any qualified item and receive the fourth one free. Get the most for your food dollar by calling 800-409-5633 or on the web at eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. That's 800-409-5633 or on the web at eFoodsDirect.com/Alex.
Do you worry? Worried about gas prices or rising food costs? How about the incredible shrinking grocery? Are you looking for a way to supplement your food dollars, increase your nutrition, and prepare for an uncertain future? Would you like all of this to be free? Well, do we have an answer for you? Wild Edible Food. Author Linda Runyon spent many years learning to eat off the grid and many more refining her methods. When she retired from that life, she became dedicated to passing her knowledge on to people just like you. Let Linda show you how to add nutrition, stretch your food dollar, and depend less on established food supply channels. Go to ofthefield.com and take advantage of the same materials that groups, schools, camps, and churches are using to solve some of the problems you may be worried about. Or call 1-888-EAT-FREE. That's ofthefield.com. Or call 1-888-513-2837 and take a big step toward peace of mind.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
Hi there. Some of you who are interested in doing business here, 800-510-8255. What have you heard? Some quiet inquiries into people like Tim Pawlenty. Let's get to that. First, though, Congressman Ron Paul is in. Now, let's see here. How about we do... I think it's time we heard from the Newtster again, don't you think? I mean, we haven't heard from him for 3 or 4 days. He's one of those candidates still in there. So here's radio host Jeff Chittister talking to Newt about the fallout still that seems to be a part of his remarks regarding Paul Ryan's budget plan.
We do have to ask you a question. Of course, you know, last weekend you came out of certainly the Meet the Press talking about the Ryan plan. Of course, those in the media, and we're instant soundbite people. We only like that 1 or 2 minutes. They took about 1 minute of a 25-minute interview, and immediately from there, you've been criticized for your suggestion or recommendations for the Ryan plan, what you might want to see differently. And then, of course, your campaign was dead. We of course know that there was a lot more to that interview. There were a lot of things that you were able to explain over the next few days. Tell us exactly what you were trying to achieve when you were talking about the Ryan plan.
Well, I was trying to say something which I think is most people would agree with. I may have been clumsy in the words I used.
Right.
But I was trying to say Paul Ryan, who's an old friend of mine, and he and my wife has known him since he was an intern, and we've watched him become a great leader. He's a great budget chairman. I said at the time I would have voted for his budget plan. Because remember, a budget plan is a general outline. It says, sure, Let's go in this direction. His specific Medicare plan is the beginning of a conversation. And Paul and I have talked twice in the last week, and we both are in agreement. This is the beginning of a conversation about how to save Medicare. And he is very open to listening to people, to developing it better, to improving it. But the point I was making that day, which I think is very important for conservatives to understand, we cannot run over the American people. If the American people have been endowed by their creator and they are the center of sovereignty, then we, the people, the beginning of our Constitution, has to have real meaning. If you've got to go slow enough on a truly big reform, Medicare touches every human being in the country.
Right.
You've got to go slow enough and carefully enough and have a conversation where everybody gets to ask questions, everybody gets to offer ideas, so that by the time you pass it, there's a general national consensus that it's the right thing to do. Ronald Reagan proposed welfare reform in 1966. I helped pass it in 1996. We passed it twice and Clinton vetoed it. The third time we passed it, there was a poll that said 92% of the country favored welfare reform, including 88% of the people on welfare, because we had won the argument that giving people money for doing nothing is destructive. It weakens their independence. It gives their children a terrible role model. And so people said, yeah, we need to do it. Half the Democrats voted with us. People forget welfare reform was ultimately very bipartisan. We had 101 yes and 101 no in the Democratic caucus because the conversation got us there. Now, the honest conversation, not the Medicare lies the Democrats are using right now, which is really shameful.
It is.
I had a man come up to me at Derry Medical who said his 85-year-old father is scared to death. He's going to lose his Social Security and his Medicare. And I said, tell him it's not going to happen. But when you have Democratic politicians frightening 85-year-old people for partisan gain, there is something really deeply shameful about that behavior. The truth is, Medicare is going to get saved one of two ways. We're either going to increase your range of choices and give you a greater ability with your doctor to decide how to do the right thing, or we're going to have rationing from Washington. And the death panels are going to become real, and bureaucrats in Washington are going to make decisions about people they don't know in towns they've never visited involving doctors they have no interest in.
800-510-8255. Okay, so Newt Gingrich and the press, yada, yada. I thought it was interesting Sarah Palin and Donald Trump exchanged words of admiration after a meeting up in his penthouse in Manhattan. She is trying to get as much. I think the two of them are peas in a pod. Maybe they ought to do a reality show together because they're both really great showmen. Would they make a good team? Palin for president, Trump for vice president. But it's all about shaking things up, isn't it? 28 past the hour on the countdown.
Sunday on History. Ice Road Truckers are back. But this time, the cracks are starting to show.
We don't need somebody who's going to come up here and be a hothead or a cowboy.
And the ice is thinner than ever.
Stop. Break, break, break.
They may survive the elements, but can they survive each other?
Shouldn't have missed that gear.
Rookies don't last long here.
Ice Road Truckers, all new Sunday at 9 p.m., 8 central, only on History.
Live from Progressive.
Let's take another call.
Hey, Flo, ever wonder if you offer too many discounts?
Never. Homeowners, Safe Driver, Snapshot, Pay in Full. Right now, we offer more discounts than ever.
Doesn't that seem a bit excessive?
Wait, is this Bill and Tom from another insurance company?
Hang up.
Busted!
Getting you all the discounts you deserve. Now that's Progressive. Call or click today. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and its affiliates, Mayfield Village, Ohio. Prices vary based on how you buy. Discounts not available in all states or situations.
Every day, businesses lose critical customer and financial data as a result of cybercrimes, human errors, and natural disasters. Barracuda Networks, the world leader in content security, application delivery, and data protection with more than 130,000 customers worldwide, can help. Barracuda Backup Service combines local backup and deduplication for rapid restores with data storage in the cloud for fail-safe disaster recovery. Protect your critical data. Visit Barracuda.com/backup to try Barracuda Backup Service free for 30 days. That's Barracuda.com/backup.
I never thought I'd miss the days when a gallon of gas cost $3. Good thing the Sears Blue Automotive crew is here to help. They explained how old spark plugs could be hurting my car's fuel efficiency and told me when mine should be replaced.
Through June 4th, save on all Goodyear tires. Plus, get up to $80 after mail-in rebate with the purchase of 4 Goodyear tires. Special financing available. And go to SearsAuto.com to get other great offers, including a coupon for a conventional Valvoline oil change for only $21.99 with no shop fees. Sears Auto Center. Exclusions apply. See store for details. Offer end dates vary from 6-4 to 7-30.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
If you suffer from poor sleep, you need MyPillow. Guaranteed to be the most comfortable pillow you will ever own. Using a patented fill, MyPillow adjusts to your exact individual needs by gently supporting your head, shoulders, and neck. MyPillow has a natural built-in cooling effect, keeping your cervical nerves cool, giving you the best sleep of your life. MyPillow will never go flat and relieves snoring, migraines, sleep apnea, fibromyalgia, and many other disorders. It's antimicrobial, non-allergenic, dust mite resistant, and best of all, machine washable and dryable. MyPillow is made in the USA, has an A rating with the Better Business Bureau, comes with a 60-day money-back guarantee and an industry-leading 10-year warranty. Order today at MyPillow.com or call 952-442-6199. That's 952-442-6199. Mention coupon code GCN and receive 20% off your order. What do you have to lose except poor sleep? MyPillow.com, the most comfortable pillow you will ever own, guaranteed. Never buy home canning jar lids again. No kidding. When you buy Tadler reusable canning lids once, you'll never buy canning lids ever again. Safely store emergency preparedness foods for years. Traditional metal lids are single-use throwaways containing BPA. But Tadler reusable canning lids are guaranteed to last a lifetime when used as designed for home canning. Tadler lids are made with a USDA and FDA-approved food-grade plastic, safe for direct food contact, and contain no BPA. Tadler lids are dishwasher safe, usable with standard pressure or water bath canning, eliminate food spoilage from acid corrosion, fit standard mason jars, are indefinitely reusable, and are proudly made in the USA. Place orders at reusablecanninglids.com or call 1-877-747-2793, 877-747-2793. Call 877-747-2793 or go to reusablecanninglids.com. That's reusablecanninglids.com for Tadler reusable canning lids, the original since 1976.
Do you want to learn more about preparing for the hard times ahead? Have you ever thought about actually getting off the grid and becoming truly self-reliant? Introducing Off the Grid News, a weekly newsletter for independent Americans who want practical advice on how to survive and even prosper in an increasingly dangerous world. It's the best way to get a black belt in emergency preparedness, survival skills, and off-the-grid living. Packed with hard-hitting information on gardening, food preparation, alternative energy, and home security, there's simply nothing like it. And the best part, this $100 annual subscription is now free of charge. Simply sign up today and you'll also get our hard-hitting report, Food Shock, Why 2011 Could Be the Single Most Important Year in American History to Plant a Family Garden. It's absolutely free for listeners who sign up at offthegridnews.net. That's offthegridnews.net. Get your free Food Shock right now at offthegridnews.net.
Coast to coast. 800-510-8255 as the countdown continues. I'm Doug Steffen with a focus on the other presidential candidates. That is all the buzz that's been generated by and for the candidacy of Sarah Palin and she has an interesting way about her. You can certainly see why she attracts a lot of attention. So who else is getting attention? This is one of those, who? A radio host named Michael Patrick Shield talked to Dan Pero, former campaign manager for Lamar Alexander, about Congressman Thaddeus McCotter, who's from Michigan. He may be somebody interested in launching a presidential campaign, it appears, as well.
Well, what was your immediate knee-jerk reaction when you heard he was thinking about running for president?
My knee hit me in the face.
Me too. I was like, what? And you should have heard Mike Rogers yesterday. Mike Rogers was on the show, the congressman from Brighton. And I says, well, what do you think his chances are? And he says, why? Is he thinking of running? And I said, yeah. And he said, wow.
Well, he ought to feel pretty good that there are those who believe that he's got the intellectual heft to be president of the United States. And there are those conservatives in Washington who believe that. And he is a very smart man.
Yeah.
What he lacks, be a candidate, it's frankly his personality.
Yeah.
And he has no ability to raise money. I mean, he has been one of the worst. He has one of the worst track records in Congress of raising money. And he hasn't played in the sandbox well with other Republicans when it comes to political campaigns. And so he's sort of isolated himself over his time in Congress. And now to try to bust out and to go ask for help is going to be very hard for him.
He's a testy sort of, I don't know, acerbic fellow, but sometimes he can be very dry and he can seem almost like a zealot. Am I wrong in my assessment?
No, not at all. And that's one of the, when he's talking to his family, you got to have a conversation with himself and really ask himself, does he have the kind of personality that you can take into an Iowa and take into New Hampshire and connect with people one-on-one, because that's what those two states are all about. And it's being in the living rooms. It's going to the fish fries. It's going to the state fairs and mixing and mingling. And he's never had a history of doing that. And now to suddenly go do that, it's very difficult, and I just don't think he can. And he can't raise money. I mean, he's got to raise money at about $250,000 a pop a day, practically. Mm. And he's never raised that amount of money in his life.
Isn't that awful? Not the story about this gentleman running and his story, but the amount of money that it takes. When are we going to wake up to this disgrace? This is obscenity. Obscenity. Thy name is politics. 800-510-8255. Ike, what do you want to say?
Well, basically, I just want to get in the comment that, you know, there's a lot of us independents and Democrats out here that are just sick and tired of hearing this right wing sit there and try to spout their rhetoric like they're the only ones that love this country. They're the only ones that know how to be patriotic. And they continue to run down President Obama. But the facts are the facts. He got Osama bin Laden. He did stop the economy from sliding all the way in the toilet. He's done some things that have needed to be done for years in this country. And if they continue on the path of just telling the American people that you're stupid and that your country sucks, well, I don't think that's much of a way to campaign.
I don't either. I may not agree with you about Obama, but for sure, all of these pro-American comments are meaningless, vapid, and empty. It's all a bunch of hooey. Thanks for the call, 800. It's just empty rhetoric. It's just taking from the playbook. You say this, I'll say that. Somebody else said this. We listen to him, so let's say what he said. It's all pretty nonsensical. 800-510-8255. It's like you're not a patriot if you don't have a flag on your car or your house. Foolishness. From CNBC, Rebecca Quick talks to Congressman Ron Paul about what sets him apart from the other Republicans who want to run.
Why don't you tell us a little bit about what distinguishes you from the rest of the candidates who are out there seeking the Republican nomination?
Well, I think it's my precise understanding of how the free market works and why we should have a free market. Everybody talks about free enterprise, but it usually means government intervention one way or the other, principally in the monetary system. So I believe in free markets, and that means a different type of a monetary system. That means the regulatory system is done by different means other than the bureaucracy. And I'm very precise about the Constitution, about a limited definition of what the General Welfare Clause means and the Interstate Commerce Clause means and the Necessary and Proper Clause. And I think I'm known for taking a definition there quite different than the other candidates.
Why don't we talk specifically point by point? When it comes to some of the entitlements that are out there that have been passed even recently, you think some of them should be repealed, specifically the health care plan?
The one, I guess you're talking about the Ryan plan.
I'm referring to Obama's health care plan that was passed.
Oh, Obama's health care plan. Well, the truth is we should have never engaged in this mess because they're all bankrupt. I mean, Social Security and Medicare is totally bankrupt. And at the rate we're going, they're not going to function once you have enough inflation that you can't print enough money, because the more you print, the more the prices go up. And that's why we're in a dilemma. So I would try to work our way out of it. And I don't like the attempt so far by the Republicans, because it's sort of tokenism and it doesn't touch anything in the military-industrial complex and our military presence around the world. And to ignore that is ignoring a big reality about how great empires come down because they engage themselves too far, too much around the world. But I think we should work our way out of it if we could. We should cut. But you know, when Obamacare was coming up, I like the slogan that they want the right to opt out. And I think we should. But shouldn't we have a right to opt out of Medicare? Should we have a right to opt out of the prescription drug programs that Republicans pushed? I want to opt out. And that means that people should have a chance to go on their own and get their deductions, get these medical savings accounts. That's the way we should be going, not making the bureaucracy bigger and demanding and forcing everybody into the system. What it does, it raises prices. It does not increase quality of medical care.
All right, so the people running are all over the place trying to get as much attention as they can. We're covering talk radio, issue-oriented talk television, news talk, political conversations. That's what this program is about. Mitt Romney talks here to Jamie Gangle of NBC about why he thinks he can beat President Obama.
He's been one of the most ineffective presidents at the job at hand that I've ever seen. The number one issue he faced walking in the door was an economy that was in fast decline. He didn't cause that, but he made things worse.
Overall, give me a grade on his presidency. How's he done?
Well, it's failed.
An F.
Absolutely.
It's a preview of what you can expect from Romney as he campaigns for the Republican nomination. Attacking President Obama as if it's already the general election. On the president's leadership.
This president felt it appropriate to go around the world and apologize for America. I don't apologize for America. I'm proud of America.
On Mr. Obama's foreign policy.
He doesn't have a foreign policy. The president has embarrassed himself there and around the world by convincing our friends that in some respects it's better to be a foe of America than a friend.
On national security.
He just doesn't have a cogent assessment of what he's going to do regardless of the circumstances. Is Iran closer to a bomb? Yes. Is North Korea more turbulent and assertive? Yes. Does Israel feel greater peace? No. The Arab Spring came. One of the greatest opportunities that we've seen in decades. And we've been flat-footed.
But most of all, the 64-year-old multimillionaire says he will focus on the economy, his career as a successful businessman, hoping that will help him win the GOP nod this time around.
So if this is Mitt 2.0, how is this time going to be different?
Well, I hope I win. I start off there. I want to make sure that people know precisely why it is that I'm running for president. And the answer is very simple. I believe I can get our economy going again.
800-510-8255. After trekking around New Jersey, Iowa Party loyalists did not convince Governor Christie to enter the Republican field. That's pretty much how there have been a lot of people talking about him, trying to get him to run. He says nothing doing. Here's Ben Mankiewicz from the Young Turks talking about Tim Pawlenty.
Tim Pawlenty thinks that he has a big advantage over other Republicans because he thinks that he has a foreign policy advantage here because he's been the governor of Minnesota. So Pawlenty thinks that, again, that this is an area of strength for him. So he's been on the campaign trail. He's running for president. He is inexplicably listed as a top-tier candidate. And I guess in this group of Republican candidates, perhaps Tim Pawlenty is a top-tier candidate. But so he said that he described his vision for sort of the America's role in the world. And, of course, he uses, and I'm taking this from Think Progress, and they've described it very well. He says he uses the playground politics, playground antics analogy, it says here, and I think it's a good one. He says what's always true is when you're dealing with thugs and bullies, they understand strength. They don't respect weakness. Okay, so it eliminates all the points in history where thugs and bullies responded to strength with more strength. So it's a great thing to say, but it ignores all the times when, like, you met power with power, and they met power with power, and then there were gigantic wars. It eliminates all the times when sort of careful negotiations averted war. And, of course, we've averted war thousands more times than we've actually had war. Leave out the fact that he's using the antics that the behavior that we all used when we were seven. All right? But I also like this. What's in this quote is, they understand strength. They don't respect weakness. Who respects weakness? Nobody respects weakness. Why do people just say stuff, man, and it sounds bossy and big and broad-shouldered, and it's nonsense. Okay, so Tim Pawlenty, expert in foreign policy because he learned it when he was six and on the jungle gym. He compared himself to Herman Cain, but he says he has a better grasp than the rest of the GOP field, and that's why he'd be a great president.
All right. Sounds like that's what it takes to make a hit record. So there are some of the things that we've been listening to following in the world of talk radio about politics. Up next, the discussion of the debt ceiling here on The Countdown.
Guys, remember when you were 18 with boundless energy and the stamina to do anything, anytime? Wish you could have the testosterone of your teenage years with the experience and skill you have today? Now you can with Progene Daily Complex. Progene is an all-natural herbal supplement that helps men naturally produce more testosterone. Right now, you too can try a free month's Progene supply absolutely free. 800-690-9738. Supplies are limited. 800-690-9738. 800-690-9738. Shipping and processing fees apply.
Men and women, do you look in the mirror and see dark circles under your eyes? Or do you have bags? Are your eyes puffy? Do you look tired all the time? Now, there's a fix for that, a cream that can help you instantly. You get it free by calling 800-894-3302. It's called Lumitone. Rub a dab of Lumitone around your eyes, and it will reduce the look of dark circles instantly. It's amazing. You look bright and refreshed in just seconds. Doesn't stop there. Lumitone has a special ingredient that eases the appearance of your puffiness and bags. Tested and approved, this stuff works. You can get started by calling 800-894-3302. Get a free bottle. You pay a small shipping and handling fee. That's it. 800-894-3302. Lumitone. Get rid of all those bags and the sad look under your eye. 800-894-3302. Ask for Lumitone.
You wouldn't want anyone to take food from your table. So why let insects take a bite out of your vegetable garden? 7-brand insecticide knocks out over 100 harmful insects, but it won't harm your fruits or veggies. 7 has been trusted for generations and is guaranteed to work or your money back. Hate the bugs, love your garden. Get 7. Available at Walmart and other lawn and garden retailers.
We're here today with Paul Dow of Timeshares Only. And Paul, you've got some terrific news for timeshare owners.
That's right. In the next 6 months, over $3.5 billion of timeshares will be sold.
So this is the perfect time to sell.
Exactly, which is why you need to get your property into our network, and if you call us right now, you'll also get a $500 shopping spree absolutely free.
$500 free?
Yes, just for posting your property with Timeshares Only. And when you do sell your property, you'll get cash. It's a double bonus. You can't lose.
Except if I don't call.
Hey, over 10 million people will be looking to buy a timeshare. So we need your property now.
The number to call now is 1-800-921-0714. That's 1-800-921-0714. Turn your timeshare into cash and get a free $500 shopping spree.
And if our lines are busy, please keep calling.
That number again for timeshares only is 1-800-921-0714. That's 1-800-921-0714.
Time now for the final round. Mike has blue eyes, Jim has brown eyes. What does Joe have?
Bronchitis?
Correct.
Yes.
If X marks the spot...
Y folds the laundry.
Correct.
What?
How many TV episodes does Netflix let you watch instantly for only $8 a month?
As many as you want.
Correct. Watch unlimited episodes of your favorite TV shows and movies instantly through your game, console, or other devices. All for only $8 a month from Netflix. See terms of use.
800-510-8255, a focus on the debt ceiling. Here, host Bob Davis and Tom Emmerich talk about the symbolic vote on the debt ceiling that was taken.
At the worst, in my view, based on what I've read, what will happen is that bond prices will be affected negatively, meaning that people might not have the confidence that we're going to keep raising the debt ceiling. But on the other hand, they could say, well, they're going to take steps to deal with their debt, and that may be a good thing. You just heard the markets went up because they bailed out Greece again. This is the third. Is this the third time? I think it's the third time.
Second or third, yeah.
That they've bailed out Greece. When is that going to get fixed?
Well, at this rate, it's not going to.
Right, because they keep getting bailed out.
Yeah.
Same thing here. When is the budget going to get fixed? When they say it's time to fix it.
You just hit my biggest fear, though, Bob. We're having this quote-unquote symbolic vote. So that the politicians that want to have it both ways can come back to you later and say, well, I did vote no, but now I have to vote yes because they added this trinket to that. You know, I'm sorry, but it's time that we start to have people in these elected offices that quit playing us for the fools that apparently they think we are, and they start telling us, yes, I think we should raise the debt limit.
Or no.
Or no.
Tom wants a straight up and down vote, so we know where you're coming from, and we want an honest answer. We don't want you to say, I think.
Or maybe.
That I'm sort of for it.
Or this. Or
maybe.
I might.
But
no,
I'm not. No.
Answer it.
Yes or no. What do you think we should do? Are you worried about Social Security? Are you worried about Medicare? Are you willing to take a hit? Because I've said, and I don't care whether it's the Minnesota state budget or whether it is the federal budget, everybody is going to have to accept some pain if we want to solve this debt problem or this overspending problem. They keep telling you, we're doing this for you. We're doing this to fix the economy. We're doing this to give you the things that you need.
All right, don't do us any favors. 800-510-8255. for thoughts on the debt ceiling and your calls. If you got a quick thought, 800-510-TALK on the countdown.
If you owe the IRS money you can't pay, then listen carefully, because you already know that the problem won't go away by itself. You can get help today from the leading tax expert in the country, Dan Pilla.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. The IRS isn't going to just forget about you. Right now, the IRS is hiring thousands of tax collectors to go after delinquent accounts just like yours. That's why you need to take action today, and I can help. I take a simple but proven approach to solving your tax debt problem. First, I stabilize collections so you don't have to worry about wage and bank levies. Next, I build a detailed plan to get your debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even eliminated. Finally, I work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. So call now for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829.
Dan Pilla will solve your tax problem, guaranteed. He's helped thousands of people, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
Do you want to know the secret to growing wealth without losing money in the Wall Street roller coaster? Then listen close for a free offer from PlanofSafety.com. Would you like to create as much tax-free retirement as possible? Would you like to share in market gains without risk of loss due to market decline? Would you like to improve your current lifestyle while saving more each month? Would you like to know how to pay interest to yourself instead of banks and lenders? Call 800-675-1640 right now for a copy of our brand new book, Tax-Free Millionaire, absolutely free. If you want to protect yourself from the next market crash, grow your wealth every year, and save money on taxes, call 800-675-1640. 800-675-1640. That's 800-675-1640. Or visit planofsafety.com. That's planofsafety.com today.
4 to 7:30.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
And the wheeling and dealing continues. 800-510-8255. We're focused on the debt ceiling, the discussion of how much money we owe, et cetera, et cetera. What do we need now that we've hit the debt ceiling? Here are hosts Charlie Parker and Charity McCurdy with roll calls John Stanton about the debt ceiling vote. And now what happens between here and the 2nd of August.
The president's administration, several economists, have said that Congress must raise the debt limit by August 2nd to avoid economic catastrophe.
Today's vote is really sort of a political ploy by House Republicans to show that there is no appetite for simply raising the debt limit, but it also has to be associated with spending cuts as well.
John, how will the stock market likely respond to today's vote?
Well, you know, that's an interesting question. You know, in the past, the stock market has not reacted particularly poorly, sort of, or positively, frankly, one way or the other. But this year is very different because of the recession we're coming out of and some of the other sort of things that are going on with the market right now. And Republicans are concerned enough about it that they've decided not to schedule this vote during trading hours. It'll happen sort of afterwards, which, you know, allows them to make sure that the markets don't see the House voting against the debt limit and then sort of nervously react to that.
What's going to be interesting, I believe, is the fact that the House and the Senate over the next 10 weeks are only in session at the same time, half of that time, five of the next 10 weeks. It's going to be pretty hard in that time period to find any common ground.
Well, yes, that is true. Although, you know, they generally don't spend most of their time trying to find a whole lot of common ground to begin with. And it shows you that when they are put under the gun, they actually start to come together. You will, however, even during those times, you'll see staff members who are in Washington all the time working on things. The White House could call some members back for meetings with the vice president, trying to do this if they feel like they're getting close to a deal. But I would suspect that you will not see anything realistically until that looks like a deal until maybe 2 weeks out from the deadline in August.
All right, so the deadline, 800-510-8255. What fixes this mess? Keith has some ideas from Lincoln, Missouri. Go ahead, Keith.
Lincoln, Kansas. First of all, we're not out of the recession. My overview of it is, yes, Bush had two wars. Yes, Bush had the prescription drug benefit. Obama, count the 2012 budget, will be about $4.5 trillion to the debt. If he gets elected the second term, it will be approximately $13 trillion, not counting the $2 trillion underfunded for Obamacare. That's $23 trillion. So that tells me that the Democrats had better pay attention to this, because actually they're the ones pushing the old lady and the old man off the cliff with Medicare, Medicaid, entitlements, Social Security. And until we take away the IRS, until we take away the flat tax with every money going to the politicians directly, we enact a fair tax for corporations, individuals to pay the taxes.
We're never going to get the job done. You're right about that. Elliot Spitzer talks to Congressman Chris Van Hollenberg about the deadline on the debt.
We know August 2nd is the deadline of the moment. Having said that, the Republicans are not acknowledging the fact that the sky will fall on August 2nd, or at least the members of the Republican Party who are on the Biden group, the Biden commission that is meeting on this. Do they acknowledge that August 2nd is the real deadline?
Well, I don't think they've taken any official position on this, but you're right. There's this sort of harebrained scheme out there on the Republican side that says, okay, we'll pay China, we'll pay our foreign creditors, we're not going to pay our troops, we're not going to pay Social Security. That would, in addition to being just totally misplaced priorities, it would also send a terrible message to the credit markets.
Well, look, the capital markets, most people seem to think would go haywire if that happens. But are the people inside the room, and I know you can't get too detailed here, are they saying, look, we know there are folks taking that position. We acknowledge August 2nd is a real deadline, and we've got to meet it.
Well, I think the Republican leadership writ large understands that. But the fact of the matter is, in the House, you still have a lot of these Tea Party Republicans, and the tail is wagging the dog still. And so that's what people need to understand. The Republican leadership may get it and say so publicly, but the reality is they don't control the show entirely.
If this is going to be a negotiated agreement where you have to concede some degree of cuts to get the Republican votes in the House to increase the debt ceiling, are you going to hold firm and say part of that must be a revenue increase?
Yes, any balanced approach requires revenues. Here's the craziness of it all. The Republicans are saying we're going to send the economy into default, a nosedive, unless we get deficit reduction our way. In other words, threatening to tank the economy unless they get it done their way. And that's, we've said, listen, we understand we got to do deficit reduction better now than later, but you got to do it in a balanced way.
Is there any sign yet the Republicans will agree to a revenue increase?
There is no sign. I mean, the public position the Republicans have taken is what it is. On the other hand, the president and the vice president have made very clear in their public remarks, you can't continue to allow big taxpayer subsidies to go to the big oil companies when you're asking other parts of the country to take a hit. It's just unfair. And so I think the White House has been pretty